This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hollywood could go on strike. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Hollywood film and TV writers have voted almost unanimously to give their union the authority to call a strike. This would happen if negotiators fail to reach a new contract by May 1st. That's when the writers' current contract with film and TV producers expires. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with the details. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So the two sides, they have already been talking for about a month. So I assume a strike vote means those talks have not gone that well.
Well, it certainly suggests that the Writers Guild of America, the union representing writers, wants to ratchet up the pressure on film and TV producers. You know, this has echoes of 2017 when writers took a strike vote, also nearly unanimous, and the two sides still reached a deal hours before the deadline. So a strike isn't inevitable, Sabri, but it's a step closer now.
What are writers asking for?
So the issues sound a lot like what they've been in the past. Writers say they are getting a pay cut because a lot more shows and movies are being made for streaming services, and they want those companies to pay more. This has to do with the structure of how writers are compensated, because writers are paid per episode, and streaming shows tend to have fewer episodes than traditional TV, but they still can take a long time to make. That means writers are getting paid less overall for their time.
There's one new issue in there, artificial intelligence. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and this just goes to show how quickly things like ChatGPT are changing the landscape. According to Variety, which is a trade publication, writers are proposing that if producers employ AI tools, that any human writers involved still get the credit and the compensation. So that's definitely new territory, Sabri.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Inflation has, of course, been the economic question hanging over this economy for the past couple years, and we're still in the thick of it. But it's worth taking stock of how far we've come. Things are getting better. David Kelly is chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds and wrote about this morning. Hi, David.
Good morning.
So yearly inflation peaked at just shy of 9% last June. It's now at 5%. That seems like a pretty rapid turnaround when you think about it.
Well, it is. I mean, this is pretty good news. You know, the Federal Reserve is looking to try to achieve inflation of about 2%. So we're more than halfway there.
How much longer do you think it will take until we get inflation that is actually like normal, like around 2%?
I think it may still take us a little over a year. That doesn't mean prices are coming down. I think people still think prices are too high and rents are too high. But the actual growth in that is going away.
A big part of this is wage increases. They've been increasing very quickly. And lower income earners have benefited more from these wage increases. And I wonder if that is in any way going to reverse or stabilize. What do you think?
Well, that's true. I mean, we have seen the wages of production and non-supervisory workers rise faster than all workers. But I do want to point out that for all workers, wages have gone up more slowly than headline inflation for 24 straight months. And, you know, the Federal Reserve looks at high wage inflation and they say this is going to cause bigger inflation in goods and services going forward. I look at it and I say people are only getting partially compensated for inflation that's already occurred.
David Kelly is chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Inflation has not treated all parts of this country equally. Many so-called affordable cities are not so affordable anymore. Take Houston. That metro area is still less expensive to live in than many other large U.S. cities. But as Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports, it's getting harder and harder for residents there to make ends meet.
Manda Rogers teaches sixth grade in the A-Leaf neighborhood of southwest Houston. She used to live there as well in a small apartment with her two children. But recently, she moved.
I was looking for a house that I can afford. I wanted the kids to have their own bedroom and stop fighting over space in one.
On this day, her new townhome is still bare of even a stick of furniture. Rogers is actually saving money on housing by buying compared to what she paid in rent for her old apartment. But that doesn't mean her new home comes cheap.
I was working with some counselors on trying to get into a house that was 30% of my income. Right now, I think I'm sitting at like 40, 45 with the taxes and stuff included.
That makes Rogers cost burdened, what the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development defines as anyone who spends 30% or more of their income on rent, mortgage, or other household needs. And on top of that, Rogers now has a longer and more expensive commute. She estimates the combined cost of housing and transportation at 60% of her income. Nadia Valiani of the Greater Houston Community Foundation says that for a community that used to be considered affordable, this is off the charts.
It's more than what residents in Los Angeles County spend, which is a place known for its really expensive housing market, brutal traffic with long commutes.
A move to the suburbs used to be a way that Americans could save money in metro areas from Chicago to Miami. But Valiani says the combined costs of housing and transportation for counties bordering Houston are also at Southern California levels.
For most of us, that means that there's much less for everything else. And that includes healthcare, childcare, savings, utilities, things like that.
The Consumer Price Index in the Houston metro area rose 14% over the past 3 years, compared to 16% for the average of all U.S. cities. So this area is still a bit of a bargain, but it doesn't feel that way to many who live here. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider for Marketplace.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen Morby. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.